Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Joe. WQAM Miami. WPOW HD2 Miami. WKIS HD2 Boca Raton.
A Radio.com sports station.
Home of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida Panthers.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Now, the latest headlines from the Geico Update Center.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Starting off in the NHL, as the Panthers fell to the Flyers by a final of 6-2 last night, the Cats will look to bounce back as they host the Oilers Saturday at 4 p.m. Over to the NBA, as the Rising Stars game is tonight's kickoff All-Star weekend. Heat guard Kendrick Nunn will be on Team USA. Tip-off of the Rising Stars game is set for 9 p.m. at the United Center. And finally, to college baseball, as the Miami Hurricanes are set to kick off their season tonight as they begin a three-game home series with Rutgers. Tonight's first pitch is set for 7 p.m. at Mark Light Field, and you can hear coverage on 790 The Ticket. The Joe Rose Show is next.
Last month, when MLB announced the penalties to the Houston Astros, I issued an apology to our fans and the city of Houston. I want to say again how sorry our team is for what happened. I want to also repeat that this will never happen again on my watch. You know, our opinion is, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that. I didn't say it didn't impact the game. Basically, you know, as the commissioner said in his report, he's not going to go backwards. It's hard to determine how it impacted the game, if it impacted the game, and that's where we're going to leave it. No, I don't think I should be held accountable. I'm here to correct it, and I'm here to take this team forward with Dusty and James. And as I said, it won't happen again on my watch.
Jim, sign stealing is a distinct advantage for the hitter. So how is it that it doesn't affect competition? So then what are you guys apologizing for?
We're apologizing because we broke the rules.
But isn't sign stealing a distinct advantage for the hitter, so doesn't it automatically impact competition?
It could possibly do that. It could possibly not.
Woo! Man! Jim, way to F it up, man. I mean, you really effed it up on that one. Jim Crane. You fall under one of the most clueless owners we have in professional sports. Don't be afraid to hire somebody the next time you decide to have a press conference to put out a major fire, one of the biggest fires in the history of professional sports, the way he handled it.
Terrible.
It looked like he just showed up off a vacation. He did. Then he trying to downplay the whole thing like, yeah, no, it's a big deal. We broke a rule. But it had nothing really to do with what happened. I mean, we just had a damn good team. Listen, man, you were cheating. You were cheating. Ask any guy that was a hitter. Now, Jim Crane, I'm guessing you were never a hitter and never in the batter's box. But you can ask everybody. You can ask every pitcher, and you can ask every hitter that's ever played at a high level. There's a reason in batting practice. Goes, guy, hey, throw me a couple breaking pitches, man. Okay. Work on it. Bring me some heaters here, would you? There's a reason. And when you know what's coming, I don't know percentages, your chances of being a better hitter, more successful hitter, but I'm guessing if you asked every guy, whether he's a 250 hitter, a 300 hitter, a 350 hitter, special if you're a 350 at any level, everybody's going to tell you that's been in baseball, man, it is nice, especially when a guy throws 99. I don't have to worry about it because I know he's getting ready to throw a breaking pitch, or I can sit on the fastball and not worry about the break. I mean, either way, there's such an advantage. And this guy owns the team and doesn't know that?
He's like the guy in the movies who's got the cliff notes and the cards, and he dropped them, and he tried to pick them back up and reshuffle them.
Yeah.
And they asked him a question. You're like, okay, I was supposed to say that in order, but yeah, I messed that one up. But I'm still going to say the card anyways. Like,
right.
What is you doing? You literally shouldn't even have had the press conference. You would have sounded 10 times better if you didn't have the press conference.
You know what? They would have been better off to open up the clubhouse and let those guys, like they did, stand in front of their lockers and just let every guy.
That's it.
Like, guys, we're going to face the music. We're letting everybody in. They're all here. And we're going to be in the news and all the we're going to be the lead of sports, and we'll be on all the news shows tonight. Well, because of what took place in 2017 and 2018 and on. So stand in front of your lockers and make sure we get I'm sorry and remorseful in there. And answer the questions.
Yeah, because it's going to happen in every city and every game. It's going to be the same question over and over again. So you prepare them. These are the things we want to stay away from, and these are the things we want to throw in there.
And then a lot of the players haven't said much, right? And no. We heard from a couple of Yankees, and we heard from a few guys. I worry about the unwritten rules of baseball, man. And this is going to fall under the unwritten rules of baseball, what you did to us, and how many guys. I want to know what happened when the A's and Astros play each other. Mike Fiers.
Ooh.
He's the one that came out and opened a can of worms that are everywhere now. And then some of the other teams. Yankee. What happens when Yankees and Astros play?
When they go to the Yankee Stadium? You know how much security they're going to need just driving that bus in there?
And then who's going to be the first big ornery dude that throws and hits one of their best hitters for the Astros?
Opening day.
You think it starts
opening day? Someone's getting hit opening day.
Don't you wait till day two?
No.
You think they got to pay right off the bat?
Opening day. They're going to start it right. Opening day. I guarantee you somebody's getting hit opening day.
Meanwhile, around this, we've had three managers. I call it fired. Whatever. They got fired. One has come out. The other two have disappeared. Right? The two guys involved the most have disappeared. One was a player at the time and, of course, got the Mets job. And the other went on to win a World Series. And now that's coming out next, by the way. The Red Sox aren't off the hook. Red Sox is still waiting on the Red Sox to see what's going to come out of that, since Cora helped put in the whole plan in 2017. Yeah, this thing is just, I mean, it's, and I got to believe commissioner's going, hey, are we almost done with these investigations? I want to get on to talking about baseball and rosters and, you know, the new guys we signed and all that. We had some teams spend a lot of money on players, star players. We want to start talking about them and get past this knocking on a garbage can, pounding the garbage can, trying to figure out what pitch is coming. It's not a good look for a baseball. Where do you think baseball is right now overall? I know what it's like in this town.
What do you mean, a totem pole as far as sports?
Yeah, just in the country. Not here. This is a bad example here.
Oh, it's low. I mean, they had the worst attendance record they've had in years. The only thing that's keeping them alive is their TV deals. That's it. And, you know, I think what's really keeping them alive is the evolution of fantasy baseball, right? Because now you have a lot more people betting on it. You got people doing fantasy. So your average fan is tuning in just to see where their guy graded out and maybe they get some money. But other than that, just look around at most ballparks.
Well, your big traditional baseball parks, is we've talked about this all week. Yeah, St. Louis and you know them, Chicago, New York, Boston. Those guys, L.A.
I was going to say Dodgers.
Lakers draw like 50,000 a game.
Yeah.
So, but there are a lot like here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying as bad as we are. We're by ourselves with the 800.
Tampa's probably pretty close,
Tampa's too. Right there at the bottom, too.
Blue Jays. They were bad this year.
But if the Blue Jays have a good team.
They show up, but so do we.
Nah.
If the Marlins are good, the people show up.
Well, it's been a long time, to be fair, since we've been good. And that's why this year, year three for – this is really like – it's kind of weird. We're in what, third day of pitchers and catchers today. And there hasn't been much talk about pitchers and catchers.
Nothing.
Where it used to be such a big deal.
Yeah.
I'd be a little worried if I'm the Marlins about this. And I'll tell you something else I'd be doing if I was the Marlins. Just me. I'm not your PR guy. I'm not Jason or any of those guys. I'd be going, hey, guys, we need to get guys out on the radio and get them on TV and get you jumping them down and kissing babies and hug. Like, we got to get people back.
Get the fans excited about something.
You bet. We better start selling personality on some guys so you know who they are.
Because I honestly couldn't tell you too many starting
players. Well, they've got some new guys that have had good years that they signed there at the end of their careers. That
All-star caliber players.
They got some guys on the cheap while they're here. And they're trying to develop the other guys that got some good arms. Everybody knows they got some really, really good arms. And they're just waiting for a couple of these guys that they've gotten through all these trades to develop to the next level as potentially everyday players as well as the pitching staff, which has got a lot of good arms right now. But, man, I wouldn't want to be starting baseball. We're not full squad yet. That's coming up here. But baseball needs to make sure you're a story. Like when basketball goes to camp, football goes to camp, you got to make sure. And by the way, you shouldn't be waiting for somebody to call you. You should be calling somebody.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Of course.
I'm not telling the Marlins how to run their PR. But I would be asking, even if you get some no's, like, go to the next one.
Most people are going to want at least a player or two.
Because why this has been going on, this Houston thing, which is a big story right now, especially yesterday, the Marlins should be going, hey, we got to work on getting people fired up here. We don't want to wait until, hey, we've won five straight, come out and see us. We got a good team. You got to start where people get to know what you got and what they're like and what's going on and more stuff. That's just me. But again, I don't run the program there and tell them what to do. I really don't. 56022 with everything that we've had that's going on here. Of course, if you're wondering about this quarterback chaos, as I like to call it, the rotating quarterback stories in the National Football League. By the way, doesn't it make it great for the NFL? Doesn't the NFL win for the offseason?
They're the Giants.
They got the combine. They got this draft in Vegas. Boy, the league has changed their thoughts on Vegas. And you got the sexiest position is the biggest story because we've never had this before with the name of players. Not only the three guys or four guys, Burrow, Tua, Herbert, Love, that might go in the first round, but Brady, Philip Rivers, Teddy Bridgewater, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, Ryan Tannehill. Sound like a lot of those guys, most of them first-round picks. And on standby, guys like Dalton and Newton and Derek Carr, Nick Foles and Jacoby Brissett.
They're licking their chops.
I'm not
NFL's
like –
NFL's licking their chops.
I'm going – they're going, man, this is great. Whether teams stay with them or they end up on new teams and led by the Tom Brady story by far. This is great. And then it bleeds right into that show in Vegas, man. That show that
– which is going to be a show.
3 days of drafts.
You saw what they're doing with the red carpet, right?
I saw the whole thing, man. It is – Vegas has just decided, hey, nice job last year in Nashville, you guys. Not bad. Not bad. It's good.
They did all right.
Not bad. Country music stuff in the evenings and all the clubs there. If you've ever been to Nashville, it's a great trip. It's a fun trip. A lot of drinking, but a fun trip. But Vegas –
Vegas?
Vegas is the trip where you're going, it's a boys trip, and the wife goes, oh, hell no, I'm going too.
Yeah, no,
I'm
going
to go to some shows at night. No. I'm going to go, no. So I just think Vegas can be a slam dunk.
Oh, my God, it's going to be absolutely insane.
And, you know, especially for down here, because we got, in the first 2 days, 7 picks, first, second, and third round, to see what's going to happen. And there's some other teams. Listen, we talked about the new players, the third pick, the Lions, the sixth pick, the Chargers. What are they going to do? Somebody going to try to jump over, jump back? What's going to happen there? And then I think the biggest name in the draft is Tua, a quarterback. You add all this stuff up, and the league's got built-in year-round stories.
Oh, they've done it
perfectly. The
friggin'
combine. Just think all the stuff that comes out of the combine. Everybody thinks the combine's about physicals and running 40s. It's all the work behind the scenes of like, hey, we want Brady. Can Brady make a trip? All the agents go there. You bring your clients there. You get deals done there. You set up deals that can get done by the dates that you can do it. They got the combine and the draft.
And free agency.
And free agency. Thank you.
Right in the middle
Sorry
of it.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. You hit the biggest one, too.
It's like, listen, they've done a great job looking at the calendar and says, how can we be at
relevant.
The forefront and relevant every month? Every month.
Well, I always say this. They take off at the end of July, end of June through most of July.
Yep.
And then late July back to camp. So they do take, the league likes to take, and that's the time we all take our vacations. Got about 3.5-4 weeks in there. And then it's right back at it.
And they'll sprinkle in some OTA stories here and there. And that's it. Other than that, every single month, they got some giant story going on.
They're the only sport that can ever do this because college football is so popular that you know all the players. That's why the draft's so popular. You see the names, you get excited because a lot of those guys going in the first round are the guys who were in the final four, five, six teams at the end of the year. You know who they are.
We're talking about next year's draft already, and the two quarterbacks, we're talking about who's going to be the number one pick.
That's a great point.
That's how much the Giants are. We're talking about, oh, Trevor Lawrence, he's going to be the number one pick next year.
Yeah.
We're or like Fields. Even skipping over a
or
draft.
Or Justin Fields, right? So they really got this thing figured out. Of course, tonight we got the start of the All-Star Weekend, where the Miami Heat will be well represented for everything from a three-point shooter to a dunk contest to the All-Star game to the Futures game. We're going to have it all. Anyway, we'll come back. A lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue. Yeah, man, the football, they just got to be going, man. They can say whatever they want internationally and everything else. Well, we're the only one that can get this many people. Did you ever think we'd have this many people watching the draft?
No.
Me neither.
I mean, now you have cities bidding to host the draft because they can't get a Super Bowl.
Can you imagine? Did you ever think people would actually plan
to go to a draft?
Go to a draft party.
Like, what?
That's the hardest one of all the growth of this sport. And now the numbers they get on TV, finally, who jumped in? Who was it, Fox last year?
Yeah.
So we're in. Was it ABC or Fox? Used to be ESPN, NFL Network, split it up and, you know, made it work for both where they had their favorite, whoever guy. It was Mayock or do you like Kuiper? Or,
I like Mayock the best, even though he's gone now.
Yeah.
He was my favorite. But listen, this is even weirder. Who would have thought they would have opened up the combine to the public this year and people actually go? To the combine.
I know.
To watch people run around in shorts.
Right.
And you're going to get people actually show up? That's crazy.
Nope. I am with you. I sometimes wonder if they realized how big this thing was ever going to get.
Man.
From where it was in the 80s when I was playing to where it is now. I don't recognize it. I was sitting there at Radio Row going, I don't recognize this place.
Oh, Radio Row. I took a walk around there. That was unbelievable. TVs everywhere.
There's a reason you saw UFC champions there.
Yep.
Saw boxing champions there. You saw people from TV shows there because they all wanted to get on radio and go around the country. It is the only event that has every market in the country and all the national. You saw ESPN set up, CBS set up, Pro Football Talk set up, who, by the way, Mike Florio is going to join us when we come back, and I'm getting super late. Hey, I want to tell you all about sports-related injuries, man. Where do the pros go when they get injured? Ha-ha! Easy, man. Dolphins, Heat, and the Panthers, they go to Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, better known as Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Boy, I'll tell you, when you're talking about taking care of the Dolphins, Heat, the Panthers, FIU, high school, college, and professional athletes from around the country. You know why? Because it's one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. That was voted on by U.S. News & World Report. They said, damn, those guys are good. When you got the experience of doctors like Uribe, Yagnik, Vijak, Heckman, Selznick, those names I just gave you are known around the country. Those aren't just local names you hear me talking about. Foot and ankle specialist, San Giovanni and Dr. Hodgkins. Dr. Swartzen up there in Broward County, my man, keeping me healthy. I'm just telling you right now, they got great doctors everywhere. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho to make an appointment today. You can see those same doctors that work on million-dollar athletes every day. All right. Let's go right to him. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joins us this morning to talk about the league that never sleeps, not even in the offseason. Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Man, we're doing great. Hey, Mike, are we just going to rotate quarterback stories like every day? We either have a general manager or a coach come out and say something about his quarterback. The recent one being Jameis Winston, I didn't realize, and Jameis, of course, is one of those guys could end up on another team. The 30 picks, 5 lost fumbles, and 7 pick sixes. Tampa Bay turned the ball over 41 times. Wow, I didn't know that. What happens to Jameis Winston, in your opinion?
Here's the other side of the coin, guys. 5,109 passing yards, 8 all-time. Only 4 human beings who have walked the planet have generated more passing yards in a single NFL season than Jameis Winston. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and Ben Roethlisberger. So he's in very good company when it comes to the positive production. You just need to harness the mistakes. And I thought at the end of the season some of the things that Coach Bruce Arians was saying about Jameis Winston were aimed at maybe reeling in his financial expectations on a second contract. I really am starting to think now that they are engaged in, at a minimum, due diligence as to who else is going to be out there. Because this year, it's quarterback chaos. I've never seen a year like this with so many available free agents, potentially available guys in trade, guys who may get cut, so many quarterbacks. It's going to be a game of musical chairs. The only thing I can't figure out, when the music stops, will there be more quarterbacks than teams, or will there be more teams than quarterbacks? There is a chance you're going to have some teams looking around saying, who the hell is going to be our quarterback this year? And that's where some of these guys may be in business and may end up getting paid a lot of money. So I don't know where Winston's going to be. I think the Bucs should keep him, but at this point it's not going to surprise me if they move on.
Well, a guy like him, you can't give him a long-term contract, can you?
No, it has to be a short-term,
right,
1 or 2 year thing, see what he does, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But, you know, but they've got a lot invested in this guy. He was the number one overall pick in 2015. And the fact that Marcus Mariota hasn't worked out well makes it less glaring that Winston hasn't really worked out either. But again, 5,109. More passing yards than Dan Marino ever had in a single season. There's something positive lurking in there. The question is, do they want to give him another spin or two before they finally move on to someone else?
You know, it's rumor mill season right now, and sometimes people get a little worried about stories that they read. And I think a story that got some Dolphins fan worried is that the Lions were talking about trading Matthew Stafford. And, you know, Dolphins fans got to think that's a Tua move. You know, is that a realistic story, or is that just, hey, you know, it's just talk and they're going to keep Matthew Stafford?
I was told yesterday when that story came up, because first of all, I don't believe the Lions are going to trade Matthew Stafford. They would eat $32 million in cap money this year. And also, when owner Martha Firestone Ford came out in December and said that Matt Patricia will be back as coach and Bob Quinn will be back as GM, I interpret her comments as making it clear they need to have a competitive and contending team this year. You do that with Stafford, not with a new quarterback that you're breaking in. You have that continuity at the most important position on your team. Now, with all that said, I was told yesterday that one of the realities is agents who are trying to find landing spots for their quarterback clients are floating a bunch of BS out there to maybe scare other agents away from trying to land their quarterbacks for the given team. For example, hey, Matthew Stafford's getting traded to the Colts, and maybe that will keep an agent from trying to get a deal ready to go for his client with the Colts. I mean, it's a very low-tech espionage type of a move, but that was explained to me yesterday. The more I think about it, though, the more I look at it, the more I read about it, the more that I see it at the TV station in Detroit that reported this originally is now doubling down and standing by it. I can't help but wonder whether or not maybe Matthew Stafford and or his wife Kelly are trying to speak this thing into existence. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe they want to move on. Maybe she wants to move on because she has gone public in response to just trade speculation and said if Detroit's done with us, we can go to California and play for the Chargers. I can't help but wonder whether or not that takes on a life of its own at some point. And does it just become, well, this is our fallback if Detroit doesn't want us, and all of a sudden it becomes plan A. And what happens? You know, if you've got a franchise quarterback who doesn't want to be on your team anymore, what happens? Do you really work it out? Do you get to, you know, if he's not going to show up for off-season workouts, if he's not going to be the guy who shows up early and stays late and acts as the leader for the rest of the team, it would be a very delicate situation. I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet, where a quarterback under contract with a team basically pulls in Antonio Brown. You can't do it with a quarterback. If your starting quarterback is not all in and doesn't want to be there, it's impossible to get a team ready for football season.
Mike, is that Chargers' job? And I'm being serious about this, so don't go, Joe, it's the dumbest thing you've ever asked me. Is that Chargers' job? Is that going to be an attractive job for guys considering, I don't know where the fan base is coming from, for what it's going to look like on game day at home in that new stadium for Chargers?
Oh, and it's funny, we had Melvin Gordon with us when we were in Miami and talking about that stadium that they were playing in and getting out of that stadium, and his first comment was, thank God. Now, there's no guarantee he's going to be on the team either, but people think that they move from 30,000 to 70,000 and it's going to solve everything. Well, no, there's still going to be the same concentration of opposing fans. And it's going to be 80% or more rooting for the other team. It's going to be a lot more people rooting for the other team. But I think that the team has the potential to be very good. They were 12-4
I got a good
just
team.
Two seasons ago. And you know, money speaks too. And you have a clear-cut starting job that you can offer to one of these free agents and pay a lot of money. I think they should trade for Cam Newton because they need to be thinking about the market they're in. And if you're in L.A., you better act like you're in L.A. The Chargers have never acted like they're in L.A. And I think that getting a Cam Newton or a Tom Brady, that's the way to get more Chargers fans to show up for your games and to really compete with the Rams for the hearts, minds, and wallets of the fans in L.A. Because the Rams have been winning that in a landslide so far, and the Chargers is kind of left behind. They got to start putting a team together, cognizant of the fact that they're in Los Angeles.
Mike, do you really think there's a chance that Tom Brady will actually leave the Patriots this offseason free agency, or is it just a way for him to drive up some money or say, I need some more weapons for my final year or two?
No, I think there's a chance he's going to leave. And the thing we need to realize, with all those different moving pieces, all those different options available for teams, all those teams looking for quarterbacks and various free agents available, it's all happening now. It's all happening behind the scenes now. The conversations that officially didn't occur, the plausible deniability run amok, where people know who's available, people know how much money it's going to take. And I'd say by the time everybody leaves Indianapolis, because the scouting combine is just a week and a half away, by the time that wraps up, people will know who's going where. And if Tom Brady doesn't sign a new contract with the Patriots within a week or so after the combine ends, I'm going to be convinced that he's moving on. Because this is, you know, you can't. Now we were talking earlier this week on PFT Live about whether he could pull off a Reggie White type of a free agency tour where he basically holds the entire NFL hostage while he goes from team to team to team to team to decide what he's going to do while teams are saying, can this guy make a decision? Because I got another quarterback that I'm going to sign if I don't sign this guy. But I think the threshold question, up or down, yes or no, in New England, if we get a week removed from the back end of the scouting combine and we haven't heard there's a new contract with the Patriots, I'm going to be convinced he is moving on. And whether that means he has a deal in place with another team before free agency starts or whether he makes like Reggie White in 1993 or Peyton Manning in 2012 and takes his time and talks to a bunch of different teams, either way, I'm going to think he's going to be moving on.
You know what's crazy, Mike, about this free agent class and guys that could be free agents here soon? I think Ryan Tannehill is going to be the biggest winner financially when it's said and done with this whole group. What do you think?
Well, I don't know that he's going to make the most money, but he's going to be a hell of a lot more highly paid than we thought he was going to be a year ago. I mean, this is a guy that the Dolphins had to pay part of his salary to unload him on the Titans, right?
Yes.
He is going to, I think, be transition tagged by the Titans, assuming that there's no new CBA by March 18. Because if this is the last year of the current CBA, if they don't get a new deal in place, all teams have a franchise tag and a transition tag available for 2020. I think that Derrick Henry's getting the franchise tag and that Tannehill gets the transition tag. Or if they do a new CBA, he doesn't get tagged at all. And then we find out what the market bears. And if he leaves, you know, the Titans have other options. I can see Phillip Rivers playing for the Titans, although I'd rather have Ryan Tannehill. It wouldn't surprise me if Ryan Tannehill outprices himself. Because the thing you got to remember, even though he was great this year, comeback player of the year, great, fine, he's going to get hurt at some point. You have to believe that. You have to at least assume that based upon his history. And there were moments last year where he was pretty reckless with his body, and he's going to cash in from somebody. But you just need to be careful because durability has been the biggest problem for Ryan Tannehill. And, you know, we take for granted the guys who can show up every week in and week out, game in and game out, like a Dak Prescott who's never missed a game. But I think that is the most underrated aspect of evaluating quarterbacks is their ability to show up every week. And I just think that it's a matter of time before you've got that, you know, 5 to 6 week absence from Ryan Tannehill, and you got to rely on your backup.
Speaking of that free agent tour, we had former Hurricane great Greg Olsen do his own little free agency tour, and it looks like he's down to three teams, Buffalo, Washington, and Seattle. Do we have a lead dog in that race right now?
Well, door number four is Fox, right? What do you ultimately have to ask himself? I mean, really?
No, that's a good point.
And look, anytime I see a report that a guy's negotiating with three teams, the guy's using the media, which is fine, to try to drive up the price. We're trying to create a sense of urgency. And on top of all that, hey, Fox, if you want this guy this year, you know, obviously they're not going to pay him as much as a team is going to pay him to play. But what Greg Olsen ultimately has to ask himself, how much do I take to play versus how much do I take to stay in a broadcast booth, not get hit anymore, not get injured anymore, and start on a career that, you know, I could do for 30 years if everything works out. So I think that there's still a chance, he says, to all three of those teams, thank you for your interest, but it's not enough to get me to keep playing. I think I'm erring on the side of him playing, but we can't rule out the possibility of Fox sweetening their offer
right
to the point where he says, yes, sir. I mean, hey, I saw something where Tony Romo may get $20 million a year in his next deal. Are you kidding me, $20 million? If that's the case, maybe Fox throws a few more bones on the pile and Greg Olsen says, see you later, football.
Mike, real quickly before we let you run, Myles Garrett back in the league after a 6-game suspension from last year. Was it enough? Are you okay with the way it was handled?
Well, I think the NFL wanted to spill it into this year so they could create the impression that they dotted every I and crossed every T to be sure that he's not going to blow a gasket again. Because the next time around, if he removes someone's helmet and whacks him over the head with it, he could seriously injure or worse an opposing player, and that's not going to be good for anybody. My bigger concern for Myles Garrett going forward, and we've seen the ESPN interview, and he's talking about the racial slur that he alleges Mason Rudolph used. And look, he's going to hear anything and everything going forward. Opposing players are going to be doing their damnedest to verbally get under his skin because it's been proven to work. You can get 15 yards of field position. You can get the guy ejected from a game. If you're in the same division as the Browns, you get him suspended again, it's going to be harder for the Browns to be as good as they can be. He's going to be a target now for every form and fashion of verbal abuse. And as much as the officials are going to be watching him to see what he does, I think it's fairness to Garrett, the officials need to be listening to the things that are being said to him, because you are going to have, I think, a relentless assault on him verbally to get him to blow a fuse again, yeah, and maybe get kicked out of the game for good, depending upon what he does.
Mike, always great having you, man. Thank you so much. Take care on the league that never sleeps, a Pro Football Talk. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Mike Florio joining us here like he does every Friday for a long, long time. We got to go to break here. We'll come back. Jump on a couple of text machine. Jump on the text machine, 56022. Right now, though, if you don't mind, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. You got to get out. 2020 is on fire right now. There's a reason so many people are switching to Chevy. The new products that are coming out, wait till you see the new Tahoe coming out in a couple of months, the new Suburban coming out in a couple of months. I mean, a look that is crazy. Listen, you're looking at an SUV. We're loaded down with great trucks right now, great SUVs. The Suburban is fantastic. Hey, listen, you need a lot of space. You need something big for vacation, for your family. Boy, your South Florida Chevy dealer is the place to go. And Silverado Trucks, we got the style and color for your lifestyle right now. Whatever you need, whether it's a working truck, family truck, we got you, man, with the steel bed. Silverado Trucks are durable and ready for you. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Find out why they're calling it the best overall products in the history of Chevrolet from top to bottom. Check out that Chevy Malibu. You're going to love it. Quality and dependability. Take a test drive this weekend. You're going to fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
Hey, Joe, should we give out some good stuff right now?
Oh, with this guy?
Oh, yeah.
All day.
We got two tickets to Sam Hunt here with the Southside Summer Tour 2020 with special guests Kip Moore, Travis Denning, and Ernest on June 13th at the I Think Financial Amphitheater, formerly the Coral Sky Amphitheater. Tickets go on sale today after the show.
All right, we giving away some tickets. You got two?
We got two, 305-567-0560.
Right.
Call it now. Caller number five.
I thought they were mine.
No, I'm taking them too.
No,
Jen
no, listen.
Badly.
No,
Brian,
listen. I'm,
Brian,
taking,
if you
I'm
want
taking a
tickets,
date somewhere out there.
No, we can get if you don't have any trouble with women. What do you mean? You can get You don't need to go to a damn Sam Hunt concert to get lady. You're doing all right.
You know what it
You're
is,
You're banging them out two at a time, man, so stop.
He's not bad, though, because I've never been huge into country. And a girl I briefly talked to was like, no, listen, I'm going to give you a couple of names to listen to, and then you tell me how they think. And one of the names was Sam Hunt.
I like Sam Hunt a lot.
And she's like, you're gonna enjoy his music. So I listen. She goes, you didn't even listen to him. I'm like, didn't he sing that song, Baby Like a Back Road or something, Body Like a Back Road? She goes, oh, wow. You listened to it. I was like, yeah, it jammed. It wasn't bad at all. So if I have to, I'd go to that one if I had to. I think I can enjoy that. Even though I hear country
you
music.
Don't, you know what?
Country music concerts I hear got a
Brian,
lot of
you
ladies.
Know what? You don't want to. You've listened to stories from everybody. You're not interested in getting tied down right now in a relationship.
I mean, right now. I'm 35, you know, and single.
35?
So, yeah, I'm chilling right now.
Hell, I was working on a second.
Yeah, no.
35. You're not.
I ain't doing that.
Okay.
No. Not yet. Not yet. I'm good.
You look like you get scared away real quick if the girl says the wrong thing or just one little thing and you're going up, this is done. You're just like, you're going to start over somewhere else.
The phone goes,
yeah.
Brian, hello? Hello? Sorry, yep. The number of you dialed is out of order.
You're bad. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You're fine. Hey, we got to check in on the text machine. I've never done this with Matt before on the text machine. 56022. Matt, what do you got coming in?
So we got a couple things. We got a couple things on Valentine's Day. So we got a text from the 786 says, you know what you should give your wife for Valentine's Day, Joe? Some bangy dangy.
Oh, that's on the program tonight to be. Not this anybody's business, but yeah. That's part of the program tonight. Yes.
I mean, that's a must,
Thank
isn't
you
it?
So much. Thank you. Yes, for sure. What else you got there?
We got a couple people saying, great show. I'm trying to find Rick and Davey told us his plans. He doesn't go out tonight because he says it's way too packed. He goes to Joe's Stone Crabs on Saturday.
Hell yes. Joe's. I love Joe's.
Everybody likes Joe's.
God, it's the best. Get the
half Everybody browns. Likes Joe's.
If you don't like Joe's, something's wrong.
I like to own Joe's.
What? I wouldn't even like to own Joe's.
And they shut down for a couple months.
I would like to be Ed, the guy that sits right at the front. That's all I need to be.
They're good guys. They've always been really, really good to me.
All the captains up there are good
people.
Dudes. Good. Bones, everybody else.
They got that thing rolling
yep.
over there with a handful of restaurants over there in that corner doing very, very well. What else we got there? Coming in, Maddie.
We got some stuff on the Astros and stuff like that. We have a texter, Joe, did you notice Altuve never said that he didn't have a buzzer? He just said that the MLB didn't find anything.
Yes, I caught that. Thought the same thing.
The Manfred investigation was
Hey, go
weird.
go by whatever they got. That's all we're talking. Whatever, they did this thorough investigation. That's what we're going by.
Another texter says, make sure you get your gains weight treatment tonight. Make sure you get that going.
Oh, I'm good to go. Don't you worry about gains. Listen, get the gains wave. Go to health gains. Get to gains wave. Not a bad way to go if you're looking to turn back that clock and make every Friday feel like you're 20 years old.
I'm thinking about getting some of that treatment too.
I got Brian a little fired up today, man. But
you
don't need it.
I heard that. I was, hey, but listen, we could all use a little extra help, you know?
Just saying, Joe, you start losing T at 25.
See? 10 years past that.
If that's the case, I've been running on empty and need a lot of help. You're right.
I normally just use Hennessy. That normally works, but if there's a more healthy way.
I will tell you this, and it's nobody's business. I'm getting ready to tell you. I have and used to take the little blue pill.
Mm. Yeah, that gives you the headache the next day, doesn't it?
When I'm drinking, the worst headache.
Yeah, there you go.
And I was just like, I'm done with Saturday morning and Sunday morning headaches. I'm done.
Yeah, no.
Not.
Mm-mm. Gotta pass.
For all the beautiful stuff you get, none. No, I'm not. Health gains, I don't have any headaches at all. All right, what else we got, Maddie?
So we got another question from a texter. Who's in more denial, Antonio Brown or the Houston Astros?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say Antonio Brown.
I mean, they both put out
apologies.
By the
way, very, very good. Very good call there by whoever that texter is. Very good. I'm going to go with Antonio Brown because he's going through. I don't have any mental health issues. I got to work on my temper a little bit And I'm going, I don't think you've gotten to the – nobody can be this off for one full year. He's been off for one full year.
Yeah.
He's been out of whack. He's just done stuff we've never seen. Helmet, you didn't like your helmet, so you leave and don't tell anybody and leave. And then all the other stuff that's come out that he's taped. It's not the media's fault. He's putting out there.
No, he did it.
blasting the Hollywood media. Police Department, and then that show he put on ripping his girlfriend who had three kids with in front of the three kids.
You know, I'm shocked that a lot of this stuff didn't come out sooner, because I know people that worked with him in the past, and they said since the beginning he was their worst client ever to deal with, but they're just shocked it never came out to public.
Oh, no. Now, he stiffed everybody I know. I've had three different people say they've been stiffed.
Oh, yeah, stiffed.
Stiffed. The social media guy got stiffed and said, I'm tired of likes. I can't eat on likes.
Yeah.
Birthday parties, stiffed.
Chefs.
Chefs have been stiffed. Like, he didn't pay anybody.
Nobody.
But that's like the, even the agent just quit, or the attorney just quit. I guess he wasn't getting paid either. Like, he doesn't pay. Like, what do you think? Everything's free?
Yeah, who are you? Makes no sense. And the tantrums, he's had that since the beginning. The way he acts since the beginning.
I always wonder, like I got to believe his girlfriend cares about him. She's been with him a long time.
I think she's fed up, though.
She's had, look, you get treated like that, get your stuff thrown out, and the things he called her.
Said in front of the kids?
In front of the kids.
As much as you might love the man.
Yeah, whatever he thinks, too. Like, he needs to realize those three kids love their mother.
Oh, listen.
Love their mother. And she's there to do everything when you're going psycho. And, oh, my God. Well, listen, man. Hey, Brian, we're about out of time here, man. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, man, good times. Yeah,
it's been great. It's been getting to know you a little bit. And, man, we hit just about everything. I got one more thing to work on and hit. That's tonight. Anyway, we
– see, I'm about to hit – I'm going to try to do this just like you said. I'm about to hit everything this weekend.
Not me. Not me. First of all, nobody be interested for that. I don't think my wife would like to hear that either. Hey, we're out of time. Don't go away. Dan Lebatard and Stu Gotts coming up next. Have a great weekend, everybody, and Valentine's Day as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.